Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Honey, I'm continually amazed at how people who teach against biblical prosperity and success hang their logic on three or four scriptures, which they take them totally out of context. And I'm not just talking about preachers either. They're what I call religious folks who take certain scriptures and basically assume that anyone who desires to be rich, wealthy, and or successful is greedy and unconcerned about the well-being of others, as fortunate believers and non-believers. This same group of people assume that money changes people. Now, let's get that misunderstood fact set straight right now. Money does not change people. It only allows what lives in a person to be revealed. Money merely reflects the character of a person once they have money. Pastor and author Rick Warren said, "Most people fail to realize that money is both a test and a trust." 2 or 3 weeks ago, we shared a quote by Pastor John Hagee that I feel like deserves to be shared again. Pastor Hagee said, "Since my money is God's money, every spending decision I make is a spiritual decision." Now, our purpose in this teaching today is not to refute the naysayers, but to pose 7 questions, which we feel like establishes the scriptural validity of biblical prosperity. Number 1, if God didn't want you to be prosperous, why would he give you the power to get wealth?
Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. Very familiar scripture for us, in the classic Amplified Bible says, "But you shall honestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day." In Ecclesiastes 5, verse 19, in the classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Also every man to whom God has given riches and possessions, and the power to enjoy them, and to accept his appointed lot, and to rejoice in his toil. This is the gift of God to him." And 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5. 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5 says, "And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper."
Now that's an interesting, see, that puts in perspective.
That's right.
It's seeking God first, and then all these other things are added to you. Seek God first, and God will make you prosper.
Amen.
Number 2, if God didn't want you wealthy, then why does he take pleasure in the prosperity of his servants?
Psalm 35, verse 27. We've quoted this recently, honey. Psalm 35, verse 27 says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants."
Honey, does Job 36:11 say, "If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in poverty and their years living in lack"?
Not at all. Job 36, verse 11 says, this is the true scripture, "If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure."
If they obey and serve. If they obey and serve. If they obey and serve, then they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Number 3. If God didn't want you, one of his children, to be rich, why would he say that wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous? That's a good question.
Yeah.
In Proverbs 13:22, it says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Ecclesiastes 2:26 in the New Living Translation says, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please him. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please him. This, too, is meaningless, like chasing the wind.
Number four, if they didn't want you to be prosperous, why would he say that if you let him, he'll make you rich? 2 Corinthians 8:9, New Living Translation. You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich. Isaiah 1:19, the Living Bible. If you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I will make you rich.
Why would he say something like that if he did not want you well off?
That's exactly right.
That's right. Number five, if God didn't want you to be wealthy, why would he promise you success and prosperity? Three scriptures you need to personalize and confess until they're as familiar to you as the air you're breathing. Deuteronomy 30, verse 9 says, and the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, of your cattle, of your land, for good. For the Lord will again delight in prospering you, as he took delight in your fathers. And another very familiar scripture to all of us that we've also read recently, 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.
Psalm 112:3 says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever.
Hallelujah.
We suggest you personalize all these scriptures.
Yes.
This last one, for instance. Wealth and riches shall be in Ray and Brenda's house, and their righteousness endureth forever. Here are two quotes on success we like. First, Pastor Jack Howells once said, success is on the same road as failure. Success is just a little further down the road.
Good way of putting it.
Second, I want you to think about this quote from Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing, who once said, success is on the same road as failure. Success is just a little further down the road. Actually, that's
the
same quote.
One.
Well, I guess I wrote it down wrong.
We'll look that one up and tell you tomorrow.
No, we're going to tell you today.
All right.
You do number six.
Okay. Number six. Let me say that again, honey. If God didn't want you to be rich, why would he tell you exactly how to become prosperous and successful? Joshua 1:8. Love it. Joshua 1:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. 1 Kings 2:3, Classic Amplified Bible. Keep the charge of the Lord your God, walk in his ways, keep his statutes, his commandments, his precepts, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may do wisely and prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. I'm going to quote 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5, one more time. We quoted it earlier. The verse says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper.
Personalize
that. Yes, personalize that for yourself. Galatians 6, verse 7. Galatians 6, 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that, and that only, is what he will reap.
You know, it's what we do when we become prosperous that determines our character.
And it shows our priorities.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it shows what our character really we've been building.
John Wesley, an amazing man of God, once said, when a man becomes a Christian, he becomes industrious, trustworthy, and prosperous. Now, if that man, when he gets all he can and saves all he can, does not give all he can, I have more hope for Judas Iscariot than for that man.
Wow. Strong words.
It is that. Number 7. If God didn't want you to be wealthy, why would he increase your resources so that you could give the others that he might be glorified? 2 Corinthians 9, 10 and 11. 2 Corinthians 9, 10 and 11 in the New Living Translation. For God is the one, For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer, and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources, and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when you take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 19:4 in the New Living Translation. Wealth makes many friends. Poverty drives them away.
Wow. Proverbs 28, verse 27 in the New Living Translation says, whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be crushed. Maybe they should be crushed, honey, but it should. Actually, the scripture says they will be cursed.
That's true. You know, we could have added many more scriptures to reinforce the 7 questions that we've asked. But know this, the Bible has an abundance of scriptures to prove the point that God wants you to, well, he wants you well and financially blessed.
Yeah.
We do want to share one last scripture with you. Proverbs 20:10 in the Classic Amplified Bible.
I love it.
You want to read it?
You go.
The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich. And he, God, adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it.
I love that.
It is one of your favorites.
Toiling increase it. It's the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what makes you rich.
Hallelujah. One final quote from Daniel Webster, who was a congressman, senator, and most people don't know this. He was Secretary of State for 3 presidents.
Wow.
He once said, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering. And to prosper, I make it a practice to read the Bible through once every year.
Mm.
Or as I like to say, read your Bible.
Do what it says.
That's the key.
Hallelujah.
That's the key. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. You know, sow what he tells you.
That's right.
Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.